Inspire FM presents Eyes on Israel with your host, the New Brunswick representative for the International Christian Embassy Jerusalem Canada team, your Christian embassy established in Jerusalem since 1980, Suzanne Trites.
Hello, it's my privilege and honor to be a voice and advocate for Israel and the Jewish people. Stephen Mueller with Inspire FM. Thank you for joining me today.
Glad to be here, Suzanne. Can you tell the listeners about this past week?
Well, in the north, Syrian security forces uncovered a smuggling route from Syria into Lebanon, operated by a milkman who hid ammunition and hand grenades inside milk containers. Amid talks between Israel and Syria regarding a security agreement, Defense Minister Katz emphasized the IDF will remain at the summit of Mount Hermon and in the security zone to protect the Golan and Galilee communities. They will also continue to protect the Druze in Syria.
Anything happening in Lebanon?
The IDF struck a Hezbollah weapons storage facility in southern Lebanon that presented a threat towards Israel, an indirect violation of the understandings between both nations. Prime Minister Netanyahu acknowledged the significant step taken by the Lebanese government to work towards the disarmament of Hezbollah by the end of 2025. Israel stands ready to support and work with Lebanon towards a more secure and stable future for both nations.
Glad to hear there is progress. What about in the south?
For the first time, the Houthi terrorist regime fired a missile at Israel with cluster munition. Thankfully, Israeli air defense systems are capable of handling and intercepting such missiles. In response to repeated attacks by the Houthi terrorist regime against Israel and its civilians, including one that sent Israelis running to bomb shelters during Shabbat dinner, and another shortly after 5 a.m., the IDF struck military infrastructures in Yemen. Tragically, 20-year-old Lieutenant Commander Uri Gerlich sadly fell in an incident in southern Gaza Strip this past week. Also in the Gaza Strip, the IDF struck several launching posts from which mortars were fired during an attempted attack against IDF by Hamas. The IDF continues to dismantle terrorist infrastructure above and underground. They recently dismantled and sealed a Hamas underground military tunnel by pumping concrete material into it.
Is there anything more, Suzanne? And how would you suggest we pray this week?
Yes, former hostage Ilana Gritsuski just spoke before the United Nations Security Council regarding the sexual assault, the starvation, and the brutality in Hamas captivity. I will not share that portion on air, but will share with you an excerpt of her closing remarks. Quote, "They transferred us to a hospital. Now I know it was the Nasser Hospital. They took us through the back entrance and walked us past all the civilians. In the hospital, there was an area which was closed off and used only by Hamas with an armed guard. They locked us in a room where we met a third hostage. So I left with a hole in my heart. I promised my friends I would do everything in my power to bring them home. And now I am keeping that promise. People see my face and think I'm free. But freedom is not a switch you can turn on and off. Trauma doesn't vanish once you're released. Now with every siren, every rocket from Iran, Yemen, or Gaza, I'm thrown back into that hell. The difference is I have a safe room. Matan doesn't. He's still in Gaza. I'm here not just for myself, but for every woman and man who didn't make it home, for every voice which was ignored, for the 50 hostages still in Gaza, for their families. I'm calling on human rights groups and everyone who claims to care, stand with us, speak up, demand the truth, because silence is betrayal," unquote. With that, I would recommend the following strategic prayer points. The IDF be successful in finding and bringing home all remaining hostages living and deceased, especially the living before they perish from starvation. Wisdom and military strategy for the IDF and the IAF in defending the state of Israel on many fronts. Strategic planning for the betterment of the innocent in Gaza who are oppressed by Hamas, as well as the Iranians from the regime. Peace between Israel and the nations of Lebanon and Syria. Israel, as well as other humanitarian aid, continue food distribution in Gaza delivered without Hamas interference, continued interceptions of missiles and rockets over Israel. With anti-Semitism on the rise, Canadians to rise and be active in showing support for Israel and our Jewish citizens. Pray Psalm 27 on behalf of the hostages in Israel. Finally, please pray for the peace of Jerusalem. According to Deuteronomy 11:12, the eyes of the Lord God are always upon Israel. Since God's eyes are on Israel, our eyes must be equally on Israel.
Thank you, Suzanne, for these important prayer points.
It's my pleasure, Stephen. And to our audience, I say again, thank you so much for your prayers. And shalom, peace be with you. Until next time.
This has been Eyes on Israel on Inspire FM with Suzanne Trites. To contact Suzanne, email suzanne@inspire.fm. And for more information on the ICEJ, visit the website at icej.ca.